Mr. President, Singapore warmly welcomes the Prime Minister and the delegation of Tuvalu to the 30th UPR Working Group. We commend the Tuvalu government for the concrete steps taken since its last review to advance the human rights of its people, despite significant geographic, financial, and human resource constraints. We commend in particular Tuvalu's achievement in becoming the first Pacific Island state to develop and adopt a long-term national human rights strategy, the Tuvalu National Human Rights Action Plan 2016-2020, which consolidates Tuvalu's commitments under the international human rights treaties, ensures a systematic and coordinated approach to the fulfillment of Tuvalu's human rights obligations. We also commend the recent establishment of a national human rights institution. In this regard, we recommend that the Tuvalu government ensure an adequate institutional framework and the resources to fully implement the Tuvalu National Human Rights Action Plan 2016-2020. We commend the Tuvalu government for its successful adoption of the National Gender Policy 2014 and the completion of its Strategic Plan of Action 2014-2016, which has helped to mainstream gender equality in all aspects of its citizens' lives. We also welcome the passage of the Family Protection and Domestic Violence Act in 2014 to eradicate the primary cause of violence against women and the endorsement of the establishment of the Family Protection Fund in March 2017 to support the victims of domestic violence. We recommend that Tuvalu fully implement the Family Protection and Domestic Violence Act 2014 with the necessary technical assistance of the relevant UN agencies such as UN Women and UNDP where appropriate, expeditiously operationalize the Family Protection Fund, and dedicate the necessary resources to ensure that the Family Protection and Domestic Violence Baseline Study by the Office of the Attorney General is comprehensive so as to strengthen the ongoing work to eliminate violence against women in Tuvalu. As a fellow small island state, Singapore wishes Tuvalu every success in its development efforts, in the fight against climate change, and in promoting the human rights of its people. Thank you, Mr. President.